first time on the microphones. My name is Matthew Gamble, the 20, not so much a 21, just a see of a first pube.
Bitches, that's my fucking problem. And yeah, I like the fuck, I got a fucking problem. I love bad bitches, that's my fucking problem. And yeah, I like the fuck, I got a fucking problem. I love bad bitches, that's my fucking problem. And yeah, I like the fuck, I got a fucking problem.
Welcome to the fifth episode of Aussie After Hours. I'm joined this week by Joey Bender, Jimmy Sadek, and Mark Gretchy Gretch. This episode of Aussie After Hours is brought to you by Muscle Nutrition. Matt and Monica Curio there at Muscle Nutrition bringing the show to you guys. Now, boys, it's been a big week. There's been a lot of going on in Australia. There's Kevin Rudd is back in power. We've got Julie Gillard out of there. What do you guys think about this? I'll start with Joey, because Joey no doubt will have an amusing opinion on this.
Mate, I couldn't really not... Actually, I'm happy that... No, I fucking over politics, mate.
Was he ever into it?
No, never into it. But personally, if you ask me, like going really into depth, there's only one person that I think would be good Prime Minister, and that's Malcolm Turnbull. But he's not going to be Prime Minister, so I couldn't give a fuck about it.
What do you think, Jimmy?
I like it because she fucked him, but he fucked her back, and now she's going to retire.
I only like the photos. The memes, mate. They make me laugh.
No, but if he... See, once he won that thing last night, if he jumped on TV and goes, "This is what happens when you fuck an Aussie, we fuck you back," he would have won the election. 100%.
Oh, that's funny. Gretchy, what do you think?
I'm just happy she's gone. I don't like her or redheads.
Oh, nice.
Nah,
nice.
Redheads freak me out.
Nah, that'll really freak me out. I've got redheaded relatives, but...
But you're a wog.
Oh, no, like, married into the family. But, same with Jimmy, because she fucked him over, backstabbed him. And she was a spastic anyway. But I don't care. I reckon Kevin Rudd's a dude, though.
Yeah, he's funny. I like Kevin Rudd.
He seems like a massive nerd. Like, he'd go home and watch Star Wars in his undies while eating chips. Like, he just seems like a dork. So, yeah. Just like you, Xavier.
Thank you. Did you ever see the Kevin Rudd PM that was like that little like 3-minute thing every week was on Rove?
Yeah. I hate Rove.
Do you?
I'd love to punch that fuckwit in the face. Yeah, I can't.
I don't like funny, eh?
You know what? I'm mid this stretch.
No, he's a dog. He's not funny. Attention. Hey, all right, we were talking about this last night. So Julia Gillard, for the rest of her life, is going to get paid $450,000 a year to do nothing.
Not 200. 200,000.
We did our research, man. I'm pretty sure it's 450.
She gets
quota. She gets the full lot.
It's 450, you get about 600 and something grand per year to be prime minister, and she's on 450 for the rest of her life now per year.
Mate, that even makes me more pissed off.
Yeah, I know.
I think, but you should still get a bit, because being a prime minister would just be like an absolute shit of a job. Like, you wouldn't be able to like go and do anything without being like criticised for not working and stuff like that, but like, yeah, 450 is a lot. 450 is a lot. Like, forever?
Hey, Jimmy, okay. I've got a special guest for you.
Is it Jimmy's new girlfriend?
Nah, he just wants to say hello just real quick. Hello, and he probably wants to talk about Vegas.
Hello. This first time on the microphones. My name is Matthew Gamble, the 20, not so much a 21, just a see of a first, Pube, but I want to tell everybody out there, very excited for these Vegas trips. We'll come home probably in a bag, but speaking of the bags, we will get there and get this.
That's a good Borat impersonation.
I love this. Oh, fuck, that's funny. Everything said is true.
He's gone now.
Oh, that was good.
Oh, fuck.
Was that the first guest? No, it wasn't the first guest appearance. It was Emma. But that was the funniest guest appearance I think we've had on the show.
We're not getting bags. We're just bringing it in by the fucking suitcase.
By the suitcases, man.
Oh, that's funny. So what have you boys been up to anyway? What have you been up to, Gretchy?
Same. What?
Hey, we should, mate, I've got an actual, a little off-topic thing, because I was, like, so happy when I got back from America. Now, Gretch.
Yeah.
When you went over to America, no doubt you saw a lot of the supplements were fucking cheap. Not as in supplements, but as in anabolic supplements.
No, I didn't say that.
Oh, well, fuck. Have you ever, like, has anyone ever, or Jimmy, brought or taken or anything back from customs or through customs or gotten through?
I bought a bottle of T3.
Just a bottle of T3? What, from Thailand?
No, because I look at it like, if you get caught, you get a massive, like, you get a fine or taken off you or whatever. All right, then if you conceal it, then they're going to fuck you. So the risk outweighs the reward, if you know what I mean.
So it's worth the risk?
No, it's not worth the risk.
Okay.
Someone else was telling me about this the other day. We were, like, you're saying what you do is you go to Vegas and you get about 5 or 10 fucking 8 balls or whatever, swallow them and then bring them back, and then you can come home and make, like, $5,000 profit. What's the point
swallow,
of that?
Swallow 8 balls.
Hey?
Swallow 8 balls.
Yeah, you put them in condoms or something. I don't know. Jimmy knows about this shit.
No, but I wouldn't even think about doing this.
An 8 ball is in $3,500.
You know what I mean? Like, fuck, I'm too regular, one, to hold a shit for more than 24 hours. Right?
No, I've got a good story, though, coming through customs. I decided in America, because I was in and out a lot of the gym, so I was collecting, like, things as I came along, and I just had it all sitting there, and I was like, fuck, you know, I can either stick it all in, or I can just fucking sit it on top of my bag, not hide it at all, just put it in my fucking toiletry bag and just hope for the best. And so I did. I put a heap in my toiletry bag, hope for the best, and we arrived back into Australia, and everyone was, like, fucking heaps of people were pulling over. All the customs officers were fucking swamped around, mate, and I was sweating like a motherfucker, like, so stressed out. And then I was trying to just grab my ex, like, and just walked side by side with her, and the customs officer was fucking walking straight towards me as we're getting in line, and it was like a godsend. 4 fucking Lebos, LeBron James. I think I told Zade this story. Yeah, LeBron James, tops. Yeah, LA Lakers tops, bum bag strapped around their chest, came screaming in front of me. The customs officer pulled them straight aside and let me through, and I was the happiest man ever. I was so fucking happy when that happened.
Worst case scenario, but they would have just taken it off you because you didn't conceal it.
That's exactly right, man. That's exactly right. Well, fair bit back.
But it wasn't.
Not very
it wasn't
smart fucking outing yourself right now.
But it wasn't anything too on here. Hardcore.
How's like your, I'll be flagged next American trip. They'll hear this, and I'll be flagged. I'll be fucking pulled over.
Yeah, I'm going with you, so you'll fuck me.
They
I'm pretty sure all the customs listen to this show, too, for that very
reason. Yeah,
for every custom officer in Australia.
Do they come up to you and circle steroids when you go through on international flights?
They did for me when I did the Arnold. But in America, they were sweet, but as soon as I landed in Australia, they were all over us.
Yeah, I love
Australia,
it.
Australia bad.
So you buy something that you can declare that you're happy for them to get taken off you. So my last trip, I think I bought a replica Rambo knife, the one he used out of Rambo 4, right?
Yeah.
So I declared it as a weapon, right? And then when you show them your declaration form, whatever, you go, yeah, I'm declaring a knife. They take you to the line where they search you anyway. Then you open your bag for them. You go, here's a knife. Okay, they look at the knife, they look at you, they go, anything else? They go, nah, have a look if you want. They go, nah, it's all right, straight through. Every single time.
Yeah.
Every single time? Or
every single time, mate. Because I'm opening my bags for them. Yeah, I'm not trying to hide anything, as like, you know what I mean? So.
Yeah. It was funny when Dave, I don't know if you guys heard this story, but when Dave and Aaron came to Australia, and PJ as well, they came through customs and they knew Dave was coming. Someone must have told him about Dave coming and doing seminars and stuff there, and they were like waiting for Dave. And he said, "Are you Dave Plumbo?" And he's like, "Yes." And they took him into like they made him walk some down some line and then into like interrogation rooms. They chucked all their stuff out of their bags. They like, turned their bags upside down and threw all the stuff out on the ground and stuff. So I don't know. It's pretty. I found that pretty strange because it's not like, you know, Dave's a celebrity to anyone else apart from, you know, bodybuilders.
It's because Dave's got a criminal record, man, and he would have had to apply to come to Australia. So automatically, when they know that a criminal's an ex-criminal is coming in, or the same vice versa, they automatically know what fucking flight you're on and whatnot, and they check you.
Yeah, or if your surname's Sadek.
Or if you walk all through over the fucking...
My dad worked at the airport for 26 years. I know that fucking joint inside out.
That's which why they're worried.
Hey?
What, LAX? That's...
No, Sydney.
Oh.
I used to go there as a kid.
That's a shit airport. That is a shit airport.
Oh, fuck, who cares? It's an airport.
Get angry about it, Bender. What's so shit about it?
I hate things that are separated, like...
It is separated, isn't it? You got two big fucking things, different things go down, and you walk a mile down there.
What's separated?
Like international to fucking domestic.
Who gives a fuck?
Oh, I know, man. It's just,
what's the matter?
Too much walking.
To where?
Everywhere. Where? I was down by, like, end terminal when last time I was in Sydney. I had to walk all the fucking way up, all the way back, and it was some ridiculous distance. It's horrible.
You're flying domestic or international?
This was just domestic.
Yeah, so there's no problem there.
Yeah, but it fucking took ages. Carrying a million fucking bags. It's horrible.
Just get a trolley, you silly cunt.
Nah, there's no trolleys up in the... All right, this is a shit subject. Let's move on. Okay, the Origin was on last night in Australia. For those who don't know, who are listening in from America, Rugby Union, they have a state of origin, so it's Queensland versus New South Wales, and Joey's originally a Queensland boy, but he's originally a Thailand boy and a Malaysian boy, and I don't know what else, but Jimmy and Gretchie are from New South Wales, so I imagine Gretchie and Jimmy, you were probably both pissed off.
Yeah, I wasn't too happy about it all. Jimmy, so you're a fan of it all or what, Jimmy?
Yeah. I love it. I'll watch it. It's fucking... But last night, it was just shit.
Queensland dominated it.
Oh, mate, from the get-go, right, they were on. You know what I mean? But the rest didn't help with the fucking Thaiday rake in the early try. Like, that was a fair try, but it's a shithouse rake call. And there's no coming back after having that try scored against us early.
All right. Better topic. Don't talk about the football. But what do you think that Channel 9 would have tried to rig that in any way, just so they can get more out of the third game?
100%. All rugby league is rigged.
You reckon?
How? Referees? What?
Oh yeah, it's fucking the ref. It's probably easier just to do the rest because there's only three of them. But mate, money talks. How much are they going to make off the third one if it's a decider?
I wouldn't care, and I probably wouldn't know if New South Wales won that game.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
All right, boys. So I don't know if you have all heard, but I know probably Joey would have, and Jimmy definitely would have. Aaron Singerman he's either left RX or he's been fired from RX. There's kind of a few different stories going around at the moment.
Please explain, Xavier. Please explain.
Can I just quickly say, I just heard that radio show. What's it called?
Was it Final Verdict? Radio.
That, yeah.
Well, what was that on there?
Have you heard it yet?
No, I haven't heard it.
Dude, he got sacked.
Yeah.
And they're not happy with him one bit, eh?
What did he do?
He bullshitted about a lot of people, but I haven't finished listening to it, but Schmitty came in and just kind of gave me the rundown, but apparently he's dogged a few people. But they're not happy with him anyway. But he's your best mate, Xavier, so I'll let you explain.
Yeah, well, it's funny. Like, I actually, because after I saw what happened and stuff, I saw Aaron posted on Facebook, you know, He had to resign from RX Muscle, blah, blah, blah. Or he didn't have to, he said he did resign. And so I sent him a message saying, I said, hey, mate, blah, blah, blah. I said, you know, best luck, whatever you're going into. And whatever. I can't remember what else I said. He's like, oh, cheers, X, blah, blah, blah. And then I said, oh, do you want me to mention anything on Heavy Muscle Radio this week? Because I was trying to see if he wanted to mention what happened and stuff. And he said, nah. He said, I'll leave the radio for now. And I said, no worries, mate. Take care, blah, blah, blah. So that's all I got out of him from that. And then I saw, you know, it seemed like Sally and Johnny from RX were, you know, supportive because he put up that thread and they seemed, oh, you know, best of luck with whatever you're doing. And then Aaron put up a thread on RX Muscle forums saying, you know, goodbye thread and stuff like that.
Which has been taken down now.
Which was taken down, yeah. And he basically said he resigned and stuff like that. Actually, I don't know if he said that in that thread, but that's what it kind of he's putting
he
out.
He said he's moving on to bigger and better things, apparently, or something like that, didn't he?
Yeah, so I was kind of thinking, okay, so that's kind of the final thing of it and whatever. But then there's some threads. I mean, a lot of members on RX weren't happy about, you know, the thread being deleted and all that kind of stuff, which is understandable because it seems like, you know, RX might be trying to cover up something or, you know, like, kind of, you know, get rid of Aaron. And, you know, it seems like, you know, kind of RX were the bad guys. So, and then obviously this came out and Mel Chancy put up some posts on the forum saying, you know, he wasn't too happy with Aaron. And I actually got Scott to read out one of the things Mel said on the show as well, just like one of the whole posts he put up. And it sounds as though, like, from at least Mel Chancy's point of view, and I'm guessing probably Dave Plombett.
One guy you wouldn't want to fucking piss off, mate.
No. And for people who don't know who Mel Chancy is, he was the head of the Chicago chapter of the Hell's Angels. So
he was one bad motherfucker.
Yeah.
And he was a bloke talking about it all, and he when he was talking, he was saying that he's gonna fly down there and fuck him up and everything. And I was just thinking, who the fuck's this guy? I think he is. And then he mentioned
that
he's.
Did you see a photo of him?
Nah, I haven't seen a photo of him.
Mate, he's like fucking 320 pounds.
That is on his head.
Dude, if you've seen him in real life, he'd turn around and run.
Yeah, he's the biggest motherfucker.
There's a photo of him standing side of, and I'm not one for photos, like, because they're always shit, but, mate, he's standing next to Branch Warren, and he makes Branch Warren look like a fucking 12-year-old. No lie, isn't
I'm gonna
it, though?
Yeah, he's a big motherfucker. So definitely not a guy you want to piss off, And Aaron actually put up a post in, I think there's a thread on RX called Deleted Threads 2.0 or something like that. And Mel Chancy, that's where he said all that kind of stuff. And then Aaron puts a post up there and says, you know, this is typical of Mel to speak like this, you know, coming from where he's come from, you know, he hasn't changed and all this stuff. Well, it said something along the lines of that, and I was thinking, oh, like, that's not probably what you want to say.
I just typed them in Google, and the first two things that popped up were Mel Chancy Prison and Mel Chancy Hell's Angels.
Yeah.
I don't want to say too much.
Mel's definitely a changed dude. He's like, you know, if you listen to his radio show a bit, he's, you know, when he's in prison for, I think he's 5 or so years, like he, you know, he had a priest or whatever, but he kind of like found God and all that stuff, and he's very much, you know, he's very much removed from that lifestyle now. But, yes. Still, not a dude you want to piss off, you know, because
he looks like an angry man. I'm looking at him right now. I'm getting scared of
what he fucking did.
What's that?
I'm keen to know what Aaron did.
You got to listen to the show.
Yeah,
Xavier's not really explaining it well because he sounds like fucking Bob Hawke on acid. But he basically just talks shit behind people's backs, and I think that he's not allowed to step foot in any show. Is that right?
Yeah, NPC IPB, apparently.
Yeah, apparently he's not allowed to step foot in there, and apparently, hey, what was that, Matt?
Apparently, from what Mel said, sounds like, yeah, he's done something to upset the NPC and IPB. I don't know if he's said something about someone or found out or what's really happened there, but, yeah, it sounds like he's done something to piss people off, and it sounds like kind of RX were kind of, you know, in a way, forced to get rid of Aaron because he's upset too many people.
What is Dave and Aaron like right now?
Well, yeah, I don't know. I don't know if they're really talking right now, but I mean, yeah, I can definitely understand. Regardless, even if Aaron resigned, I can understand Dave being pissed off. And if actually what has happened that Mel Chancy said, I mean, I'd be very pissed off if I was Dave. But I mean, Mel Chancy basically said, yeah, Aaron went behind. Basically, as soon as it happened, Aaron went and spoke shit about RX to the RX sponsors and stuff like that, so, and trying to get them on board with him, whatever he's doing, so.
That was another thing you mentioned, yeah, that was after all the shit happened. So apparently he posted his little goodbye thread, which they took down, and then he was speaking to all the sponsors on RX, trying to get them on board with him, but he's got nothing to offer them. Like, what are they going to do, sponsor his Facebook page, is what Mel Chancy said.
It's interesting, I mean, like, I don't want to say it, like, too much about it, because I am, like, you know, I have been friends with Aaron and stuff like that, and I've spoken to him regularly, and he's helped me out a lot with, you know, RX Muscle Australia and getting that happening, and, you know, he spent a lot of time kind of helping me out when he was getting no direct benefit from it. So I don't want to say too much because I don't know what's true and what's not. So
at least now we can get Lee Priest on the show.
I don't know. I think he's upset too many people in the NPC and IFB, to be honest. So, anyway, please,
let's move on.
Do you want to head to a break and then we'll come back with another topic?
Yeah, do that.
All right, we'll head to a break and we'll be back in 2 minutes.
Gretchy Gretch, and we're talking tonight's topics. Number one, I'll start with Mark. Most embarrassing drunken moment.
Why did you have to start with me?
Because you brought the topic up. This is one of your topics. Let's just start. You guys are a lot older, like not a lot older, but you're a bit like there's a bit of an age between yourselves and Zave and I. So
yeah, but it's a while since I've been wasted, so I can't really think of anything recent. I can think of the first time I got myself absolutely smashed. I don't know what I was drinking. I remember I started off the night. We used to go to the football, and then and I'm just talking about the Panthers game. And then there's a little cricket field, cricket oval next door. So we used to go get someone to buy us drinks, and then used to drink drinks on the cricket oval. And then fuck knows where we ended up. But I remember I think I went through about at least 18 beers. Remember those Stolichnaya, the Russian vodka?
I can't remember
eight of them and a 2-liter bottle of Absolut with what's the name, some orange Fanta drink. I couldn't drink Fanta for about 2 months after this.
Oh.
Went home. I thought, yeah, all right, I'm just going to just knock on the door like softly. Don't want to wake anyone up. Apparently, I slammed on the door. My mum opened the door, and I slammed her head with a corner post. So somehow, in all of this, I must have been drunk at the football because I jumped on the field and grabbed the corner post, and I've still got it to this day. Hit her over the head with a corner post, went to bed, spewed up all over myself while I was laying down, rolled over, spewed up all over the floor, ran outside. My mum came out crying, spewed up all over her, spewed up all over the floor, slipped over, almost knocked myself out. It just went, yeah, and that was messy. And I was in bed for about 2 days after that. But that was pretty, yeah, that was pretty
bad.
Did
you say you slammed your mum's head into a post?
No, I didn't slam him. I had the corner post. So you know in the rugby league how they got a corner post on the side? They used to be made out of cardboard. I somehow ran on the field and stole that corner post and took off with it.
That's classic.
Yeah, but I hit her over there with a corner post apparently. I was like, I'm not loud, mum, and just either tapped her or hit her over the head. Who knows? But I've still got that corner somewhere.
You know what? I'm just going to kind of put it out there that I've never really had an embarrassing moment. Xavier would vouch for this, that I'm a very, very, I don't know, not so much charismatic, but I really...
I'd say charismatic.
You'd say charismatic is something, but it's just I've never, ever been embarrassed. In an awkward moment, I kind of bring out the funny side of it. I've never really had that experience of what people... I understand embarrassment to people, but... You know, I'd always find the funnier side of it. So I just have never been embarrassed putting it out there.
Yeah, if you ever had sex, like, I remember once was in a situation, I can't remember what it was, but I remember you saying, oh, that's fucking awkward, and you just pissed yourself laughing. And you've made me awkward plenty of times, like, embarrassed and stuff and awkward plenty of times. Like, I remember do you remember when we went to Melbourne for a pro show one year? This is a few years back. And Anna Lonergan, who was Cassidy's girlfriend at the time, rang up and she was being a bit rude to you on the phone. Do you remember that?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and then at dinner that night, we all met up. There's probably a dinner table full of like about 12 people, maybe more. And you said, you leaned across the table because she's on the other side of the table, like a few people down. And you go, Anna, why were you so fucking rude to me before? And just yelled at her and everyone's kind of looking. And you're like, yeah, you were. You were rude. And everyone was just looking. It was so awkward. I just had my head down because it was like, oh, fuck. And you just didn't care. You just found it funny.
I don't know what it is, but I'm like a little... Because of the whole ADHD thing, man, I just fucking don't have that...
So do you actually have ADHD? Oh, I thought you were taking the piss.
No, I do have ADHD. It's not I did, I do. Because what happened is I actually had...
You're still on meds.
Oh, well, what happened is I came off in 2005 when I was in year eight. And then I went through a bit of a rough patch and I fucking racked up like a few like fucking, you know, drunk and disorderly assault kind of things. And I had to do a heap of anger management. And then they put me back on my dexamphetamines.
Oh, very nice.
How does that mix with everything else that you take?
Fucking brilliant, mate. Just don't fucking talk to my girlfriend.
Oh, you'll just snap.
I've got, I don't know what it is. I'm a nice guy, but I've got a fucking, you know what it's like.
I reckon you'd be exactly like another mate of mine. I've got a mate of mine like you. I don't know if he's been, like, diagnosed with ADHD, but he's definitely got something. He's short, he looks like you, he just reminds me of you.
That's funny. Get him on the show.
Mate,
talking
I guarantee
to
you.
He lives in Melbourne now, but I could tell you some funny stories about that guy. He's just, off his rails.
I guarantee you, I'm taller than you, Mark.
Than me?
Taller than you.
You said that you're about 5'6".
I'm 5'9". I'm 100.
You must have a big head, because you look like a big-headed midget.
5 centimetres.
He's got a big head, but he is taller than you.
Dead set.
I think Gretchy's taller.
I've got a fat head.
No, Gretchy's not taller. Gretchy's not much taller than me.
Bullshit, Jimmy. You're a fuck.
I'm probably a head taller than Mick.
Fuck, boy. I don't know if it's whatever I've just started taking or whatever, But fuck, for some reason, I'm getting this shit listening to fucking us talk shit.
Oh, yeah, I'm starting to get angry.
Getting frustrated.
I think maybe because it's the internet connection or whatever. But fuck, I'm starting to rev.
Yeah, I think mine and Bender's isn't going that well. But Jimmy, what's your most embarrassing drunken moment?
I don't get embarrassed when I'm drunk. I'm drunk.
Yeah, yeah, I know. That's
the, what's the dumbest thing you've ever done when drunk?
Yeah.
I'll probably fuck hook up with an ugly chick.
Well, yeah, yeah, but
even better, Jimmy, what's the weirdest thing you've ever done with your penis?
I went through a stage where I had to always hold it. Like, now you just walk around with your hand in your pants.
Yeah, I was doing that last night. I was walking around the house with my fucking... I just came out of the bedroom and I was like going to turn off the lights and all that kind of stuff. And I just had like a t-shirt on, no pants or anything on. I was just walking around the house holding my dick, doing stuff. And Holly's like, "Why are you holding your dick?" I'm just like, "Don't know."
I don't know. It's like a comfort thing, maybe a warmth. I don't know.
Yeah.
I used to make mine talk.
That's probably how fucking actually does talk.
No, yeah, but you know how you like you just pinch the eye of it like horizontally, so it looks like a little mouth talking.
No.
You never done that?
No, I don't.
Yeah, no, neither have I.
Hey, I want to know, when it talks, does it talk like pillow talk?
No, it just, hello. It has a little cute voice.
Hello.
A little bit of an accent, too.
Like a fucking Mexican.
Oh, Bender, what's the weirdest thing you've done to yours?
Well, mine's like,
small.
Yeah, it is. Well, no, it's not fucking small. It's decent size. But what I like to do...
Your cock changes every week.
It's a chameleon.
What I like to do is it's actually put my nutsack over the top of my penis, my scrotum fucking, over the top of my, like, cuff.
Mate, you beat me. What? That's exactly what I was going to say.
Oh, yeah. And cover it over the top.
Bender, you got an average connection going on.
Well, what do you do, Bender? Xavier?
You have to do it when you got, you know, your dick's kind of, you know, in a bit of a cold moment. You put your dick there and then you pull your sack when it's kind of weird. Your sack has to be really hot because it has to be a bit saggy. Then you have to pull it over your whole dick and everything so it's just in a little cocoon.
So your dick's got to be cold,
yeah, but like
your balls are got to be warm. Joey, we're gone for about 20 minutes there, mate.
Mate, I could hear you guys the whole time, though.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You sound but is that what you do, Joey?
Yeah, it's exactly the same as what I do.
Have you done that before?
Huh?
Have you done that before?
No.
That's a Tasmanian thing.
I've lost. Yeah, it must be a Tasmanian thing. I've lost one of me balls before.
Where'd it go?
Yeah, it goes up your stomach.
It hit on top, but I didn't know about that. I was like, I went white as a ghost. I thought I swallowed it somehow.
Oh yes, I've lost one before.
Yeah, I couldn't find it for about 20 minutes.
I've never gone through sexual intercourse.
I've shrunk a few times, but they've never gone missing.
Everyone's talking at the same time. What did you say, Jimmy?
I said mine have shrunk a few times, but never gone missing.
Yeah.
No, mine disappeared just for about 20 minutes, but then I found him.
Oh, good. Glad you found him.
That was a relief. Trust me.
Okay, Bender, next topic.
Okay, all right, this is our final topic for the night, okay? Okay, it's a question for everyone. Now, just noting everyone, the great Mark Gretsch has actually come up with this question. So this is a question for everyone, mainly for Bender, which is myself. Have you ever had a man crush, and did this ever develop any homosexual fantasies?
Not me.
No. Bender, what's yours?
Mainly Bender, because you're the only one that'll probably admit to this.
No, dude, I do dirty things with The Rock, eh? How fucking cool is that dude, but?
Yeah, he's cool.
Yeah.
But it's not like I'd fucking mount him. I don't know.
I'd be his bitch, but you'd fucking... Him and Mark Wahlberg...
You have a threesome, Jimmy?
Actually would.
I'm actually picturing Mark Wahlberg and The Rock getting Jimmy on the spit.
I'd take that. I swear to God I would. I'm that comfortable with my sexuality. I'd let The Rock fuck me in the ass.
No, how can you say that? How can you be comfortable with your own sexuality but have sex with another man?
No, it's The Rock.
No. I understand what Jimmy's saying.
Yeah.
All right. Well, then, what's your man crush, Joey? No, look. I'll look. Mine's going to be anything. It's going to be The Rock or something like that. But who's yours, Joey?
Big Gully.
Well, man.
Who?
No, I have like, it's not man crushes. It's like a fuck. Well, I guess it is a man crush, but you'd never fuck them.
Joey, who's your man crush?
My man crush of late is.
Are you kidding me?
Fuck, we're in suspense.
Did you say anything?
I did. I said Big Remy.
Who?
Remy, the big motherfucking bodybuilder.
You can't pick a bodybuilder.
He's not even good looking.
Mate, this is the thing. You guys, Dave, mate, I reckon I know the most about IFBB fucking bodybuilding pro out of anyone in Australia, Dave. What would you think?
I reckon you know the most out of any NPC bodybuilding in Australia.
I study that shit, mate. All I fucking do is that.
Are you really that big a fan?
I'm the biggest fan.
Bender is, yeah.
Man,
yeah.
Off the top of my head, I don't think I could name you 30 pros.
I could name.
Really?
Fucking...
Yeah, man. Like, I wasn't a massive bodybuilding fan. I started competing before I was a bodybuilding fan, if that makes any sense whatsoever.
Yeah, that's weird. I'm the biggest fan. I love it, man.
This was more a sport for me than me following bodybuilding, you know what I mean? And then it's only when I really started to get into competing that I really started to follow it, but yeah.
Yeah.
I'm the same as you, Bender. I follow it a bit.
Yeah. No, I follow it a lot, man. Like, I always study, like, all the fucking amateurs, the juniors, the teens coming up and everyone.
Yeah, you do, don't you? You get those man bodies.
From that, who would you say are Australia's top five most likely next pros? And you can't say Orton because he's from New Zealand. So,
top five, what, are you talking top five next pros?
Yeah, or? So if you had top five people from Australia who are more likely to turn pro.
Okay,
men? Well, or just men or women as well?
Just men. Don't worry about the chicks. Not yet. We'll do men first.
Just men?
Yeah.
I'd say, I'm going to put it out, I reckon. Who's second? Who got second at, what's his name?
Dave Cutler.
Second to Shembri. David Cutler, of course. David Cutler. I'd say, what's his name? Fucking guy from Cairns. Man, everything's off my
Gary top. Wright?
Gary Wright. He's very, mate, he's got the best, I'd say he's got the best genetics going around in Australian bodybuilding.
I'll fucking disagree with that.
Look, he has massive arms, huge upper body, and that's about it for me.
No, but you see, the thing is, he's got fucking a bigger, he's got big legs. It's just that he's brought his upper body up so, his upper body is so big that it makes his legs look smaller.
I've heard that too. He did overdiet for that show.
Yeah.
I don't think he'll ever get his pro card.
In 2007, when was it?
Gretz will get his pro card before he gets his pro card. Hot tip.
All right. I'd say, you know what? I think someone who's got really fucking good genetics and could be awesome 202 in years to come because they're still young. I reckon Aaron Pilates has fucking got an awesome physique and I'm really looking forward to seeing how he goes in the future.
He's going to go well, but I'll disagree with that as well.
Man, 202...
Why, if you want to know why, I'll tell you off air, but yeah.
Yeah. Well,
party lifestyle?
Nah.
I mean, putting all personal stuff aside, genetics, are we talking genetics and potential, or are we talking...
Just potential. Let's say you don't know anything about their personal lives or what they do or how they...
Personal stuff don't matter. You got it, but, Bender, do you look at someone and go, that they're very close to being maxed out?
I do look at people like that.
What are some of the criteria that you look at and say that's maxed out?
Well, no, the criteria that I look at is I look at people as in whether they'd go well in a 202 or whether, you know, if you're extremely short and you've got a lot of muscle and you can compete 202 and do very well, it's going to be hard for anyone. Like, look at Luke Shembri, he's a fucking awesome bodybuilder, insane genetics, but put him in any pro show in America and he'd struggle for a top five finish.
Yeah, but he does have to supersize.
That's right.
He's done what he's had to do to get the pro card. Now he has to take it to the next level, like everybody does.
That's exactly right. But at the same time, look at someone like Aaron Pilates, who's, what, 24 years old?
Yeah.
Okay, look at him when he was fucking, what, 2 years ago. He was tiny. Look at what he's done in this short time. Give him another 3 years, man. That guy's got genetics out of this fucking world.
All right, so you've named how many? Three. Two more.
Two more. I'd say... This is hard.
Would you say Goble or not? Are you there?
Bender's reception's getting really bad, huh?
Just give him top three. That's his fucking three. There's his three.
That's his three, yeah. All right. So we're going to wrap up.
He's so tall.
You cut out ages ago, Bender. You just came back.
We cut you out. We've removed the two off you. He gave us top three.
I said, what about Scott Goble? If you want to start from there.
No, you guys, I've got to train this dude soon.
All right, so just give us the two names. Just give us two names, real quick. No explanation. Just two names.
I said, what about Scott Goble? That's where it ended.
Two names.
I said, what about Scott Goble? And move from there. All right. So, what about Scott Goble?
Oh, Scotty Goble, as in becoming a pro?
Yes.
Yeah. You're fucking kidding me.
Bender drops down of a word. Let's just wrap up the show. This is getting ridiculous. All right, so that's it for episode number 5 of Aussie After Hours. I want to thank Muscle Nutrition for being
Before
the main...
Before you thank Muscle Nutrition, fuck, apologise because, one, Bender lives in Tasmania, and I don't know they have fucking wireless internet yet. He's using the fucking dial-up, okay? And you live in Perth. You live in Perth, Xavier, and you have worse connections than fucking Bali.
Yeah, I know. It's been bad.
Carrier pigeons in Perth.
It's been bad. I know. Well, I have had ADSL too, but moving out into a new place, I've kind of had to improvise and just get a little wireless router thing that just, it's not working too well. But I want to thank Muscle Nutrition regardless. We're going to be doing a shoot with all the Muscle Nutrition athletes, including you, Jimmy. That's going to be in Sydney after the Western Sydney Championships, and we're going to have a whole crew up there. Gretchy's going to be on the mic emceeing the IFBB Western Sydney Championships.
Me and Gretchy filming a thing or two, aren't we, Gretch?
Yeah, I don't know what that is, but yeah.
Session.
How about Friday night?
Sure, yeah.
Yeah. Whenever.
Sounds good, all right. So we'll be filming all that stuff. We'll be filming some commercial-type stuff for Muscle Nutrition as well and doing photo shoots, so... I want to thank, obviously, Holly Hurd for me dragging her along and making her do all that stuff. And Holly will be backstage taking photos of the competitors as well for to sell and stuff. So,
Can I get someone else to wrap up the show?
What do you mean?
Thank who you need to thank, and then I'll get someone else to wrap up the show.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah, let him.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Just say what you want to say, and then when you're ready to end the show, let me know.
I'm done. I've ended the show.
All right.
Okay, listeners, very much like to thank all you people for listening up to about the muscles and very strong training. So say goodbye to the Jimmies. Maybe get down to the gym and train the calves again, looking a bit small. To the Benders, Xavier, hopefully not the Professor Xavier, and say goodbye to the Marco Gretches. Farewell, motherfuckers.